Blog Talk Radio.
Another great show brought to you by the Law of Attraction Radio Network. The Think, Believe, and Manifest Show with author, master trainer, and certified dream coach, Constance Arnold. Join us every week as we bring you life-changing information that will empower your life. And here's Constance.
Well, hello there, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And I am Constance Arnold, your host for the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show. And, of course, you know that I'm coming to you live with lots of love and just a little southern flavor from rainy, cloudy, but still hot and humid, beautiful Atlanta, Georgia. Well, how are you doing today? I just want to thank you so much for joining me. We have a life-changing show for you today. I pray that wherever you are, all over the world, because I have people listening from all over the world now, that you are creating for yourself a beautiful and abundant day. Well, how has your week been? I have had a great week. I started jogging this week. Hallelujah. I am so grateful. As most of you know, I fell and broke my foot the earlier part of the year, and my doctor said that I could not exercise for 4 months. So for 4 months, I have not been able to exercise. So over the last, I guess about 2 weeks, I've started to walk and jog, and I am so grateful. And every step that I take, I say, thank you, God. And what it made me realize was that how I had taken exercising for granted. I've been exercising all of my life, and the lesson that I learned was don't take anything for granted on a daily basis. Just be very, very grateful for everything that I have, and so I'm very grateful for that. So I just want to share that with you, and I wanted to thank all of you for all of your emails and your phone calls. I just love getting those emails, and I love getting those phone calls because it really gives me a real sense of really what's going on in your life, how you are really enjoying the program, how you are experiencing the information that's shared on the program. Because the one thing that I do know is that if you would take the information presented and embrace it as truth, if you would know the information, spend time with it long enough so that it becomes a part of you, your life will gradually begin to change. I had a very interesting email. A young lady wrote me, and she told me that since she's been listening to the show and utilizing the law of attraction, and of course, you know, there are other universal laws, that her life has changed so dramatically, and she feels as if she is having days of heaven on earth. And well, if any of you are Bible scholars, you know that the Bible does state that we can have days of heaven on earth. So isn't that just great? So I just wanted to just read that to you and let you know that I'm very grateful for all of those emails that I get coming in all of the time. Well, I'm waiting for my guest to call in, Jonathan Mansky, and he is the author of The Law of Attraction Made Simple, Magnetize Your Heartfelt Desires. So if you have any heartfelt desires, and all of us do, don't we, I want you to make sure that you tune in and listen, because I've been reading the book all week long. It's very simple, but it has really helped me to focus more and just be very, very specific about what I want. The lineup for August, can you believe that it's already August? My goodness. I have a great lineup for you in August. On August the 9th, which is next Sunday, I have Ellen Wood. She is the author of The Secret Method for Growing Younger, How to Utilize the Law of Attraction to Stay Young and Vibrant. And I just can't wait to hear Ellen. And if you see her picture, she looks absolutely beautiful. On August the 16th, I have Harry Carpenter. He's the author of The Genie Within. I think that Harry has been studying the power of the subconscious mind for about 20 years and actually teaching that in some colleges and universities. And backed by popular demand on August 23rd, we have Antonio Thornton, and he's coming back again. Antonio is the founder of the largest Law of Attraction meetup group in the world, and he is the author of the Law of Attraction workbook. And so many of you have asked for him to come back that I'm having him come back. And on August the 30th, I have a surprise for you. I can't tell you who it is, but I have a surprise for you. We're going to have somebody very special on that day. And to be quite honest with you, I was unaware that we had 5 Sundays in August, and so I had not scheduled anyone, but I'm getting someone very, very special to come and share with us. Of course, all of our guests are special, but this is sort of a celebrity. Well, I'm going to go ahead. I'm waiting for Jonathan to call in, and maybe this might have to be a day when you ask Constance questions about maybe some of the issues that you may be having in your own personal life. Well, the name of Jonathan's book is The Law of Attraction Made Simple, Magnetize Your Heartfelt Desires. And in that book, initially, the one thing that I really liked about the book is that he talked about you attracting to your life whatever you give your attention, whatever you give your focus and your energy to. And so I just want you to think about that for a minute. What have you been giving your attention to? What have you been giving your focus to? And what have you been giving your energy to? And I really think that this is one area where people really struggle with really, I would say, manifesting their heartfelt desires. Because we are so accustomed to keeping our minds on what we don't have in our life. Because remember, the law of attraction says that whatever you want in your life, you need to consistently put your attention on that. And let's just use money for an example, since everybody talks about money. If you want money, where does your attention need to be? Where does your focus need to be, and where does your energy need to be? And I really love what Esther Hicks said. She said that you cannot continually beat the drum of what is and get what you want. So if you want abundance, your attention needs to be on what? Abundance. If you want abundance, your focus needs to be on what? Abundance. And where does your energy need to be? It needs to be on abundance. And that seems so simple, doesn't it? But it's really difficult, especially if you have lack in your life. And so that is one area where Jonathan really talks about keeping your focus. And he talks about how your life is like a large magnet. If you could just picture a magnet. And on that magnet, you sort of had to have a dial with different settings on it, ranging from really terrible to really wonderful. And so whatever you put your mind on, you're going to draw to you those things again and again. The same thing in relationships. I often tell people, write down specifically what you want in a relationship and focus in on that. And when you begin to give your attention and your focus and your energy on what you want in a relationship, that relationship will be drawn to you. Okay, what if you're in a very difficult job? You know, you just hate your work, you hate your job, you hate going to work, you hate the long commute. What should you do? You have to tell a different story. You have to beat the drum of what you want rather than what is. So that means that you need to put your attention, I know it sounds elementary, you need to put your focus and your energy on, I'm grateful for the job that I have now, but put all of your energy and attention on your and your focus on what you want. So that's just a simple part of the law of attraction. If you have a question for me, Jonathan hasn't called in, so maybe I'll just allow callers to call in today. The call-in number is 347-326-9837. I would love to answer your questions, anything about the law of attraction, anything about possibly why you have not manifested in your life, maybe some areas where you might feel stuck, I would be more than happy to answer those questions. So as I said, remember that you're like a magnet and you just sort of draw into your life what you continually think about. And you know, quantum physics says that whatever you observe is what will appear in your life. And so what have you been observing? Now, you may say, well, Constance, I've been really wanting wealth, but you can tell by the fruit in your life what you've really been putting your attention on. I think I shared the story personally about my own life that at the beginning of the year, how really I had just moved into a brand new home and fell, I think it was December the 31st, and when I fell, the first thing I thought was, oh my goodness, how am I going to pay my mortgage? And so if I had continually observed that, if I had continually put all of my energy into fearfulness, then that's what I would have reaped. But I, on purpose, I deliberately began to change my thinking. I deliberately began to change what I truly believed. And what I did was I changed what was coming into my life. So I want you to call in and ask me some questions. I see that I have one caller. Hold on. Hello, caller. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do.
Okay, go ahead. What is your name?
My name is Valerie Bacar.
Hi, Valerie. What is your question for me?
My question is, do you necessarily need to think about the things that you want versus think, you know, thinking about, peaceful situations or, you know, just always trying to keep a very positive, peaceful mind? Do you necessarily have to think about things in order to get them, or can you always be at a sort of a state of, you know, peace, happiness, being positive? Won't things that you, you know, eventually, you know, want, will those things come automatically, or do you necessarily have to think on things?
Well, that's a great question, Valerie. I think that you have to have both. I think that what you said, you have to be in a state of being.
Mm-hmm.
And a state of being is a very peaceful state. It's a state of knowing. It's a state of knowing that God is in you and that God wants to bring great and wonderful things to you. But the example that I'll use is, Valerie, if you go into a restaurant and you say, I want food, and your waiter would say, you want what kind of food? I just want food. And he said, well, we have, this is the menu. We have salads, we have burgers, we have fries. Or even if you say, well, I want a burger, what kind of burger? And so that's a great example of the menu of life. You have to be very specific about what you want. Studies have shown, Valerie, that if you are in a peaceful state, that you will attract quicker. And so I would say to you, be very specific about what you want. Most of the experts say that the reason that people have not manifested in their lives is because they don't have enough clarity. So be as clear, be as concise and precise as you can about exactly what you want in your life.
Okay.
And kind of always remember the example that I just gave about what would happen if you just went to a restaurant and said that I wanted food. So give me an example of what you feel that you want to happen in your life that has not happened, or what you want to manifest in your life, et cetera, that you want to change.
One thing specifically, I am a homeschool mom of four kids, and because I do part-time work, me and my brother actually have a business outside, you know, of me homeschooling, I do want that to do really well, and it's seem to be, you know, doing really well, but, you know, because we're a young company, we're still, you know, trying to get things going. But the thing specifically that I want to be able to, you know, have my kids be in certain, you know, sports or activities. I want to be able to just go get what I want for them, you know, without hesitation. You understand what I mean? Just,
I understand.
You know,
so you want more money or resources?
Right.
You want more
resources. Exactly.
And you know that money is not the only resource, because people are really your greatest resource. As long as you get what you want, then it doesn't matter if you have the money. I often tell people, if you want a car, there are many ways you can get a car. You can buy a car. You can win a car. Somebody could give you a car. You could inherit a car. So you don't always need money. What you need are resources.
Right.
And so what I would begin to tell you to do, Valerie, would be, number one, if your business is one channel that money or resources comes to you, I conduct what I call spiritual marketing. Mm-hmm. Begin to identify who your customers are, and then begin to see them coming into your business.
Okay.
See yourself offering the best service. What kind of business is it?
It's a communication technology-based business.
Okay. See yourself offering a service that people are desiring. See yourself offering a service with excellence. See people needing your service, and just begin to just take time, five to 15 minutes a day, seeing people coming into your business.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Vitale did an interesting study. He said that even when you do flyers, any messages that you send via the internet, that you should send those messages, those flyers, that information, those newsletters with love, because people can feel your energy when you do that.
Right, right.
And so that would be one thing. And so begin to see yourself, because remember, in the law of attraction, you already have it now. And
right.
So begin to do that. Begin to see yourself being able to take your children to soccer games, drive in the neighborhood where they would be going to the soccer games, go and visit the dance studios where your daughters would be going. So begin
right.
to act as if you already have that now.
Right. I did listen to one of your recorded shows, and I remember the guy was saying, you know, don't want, you know, just believe you already have. Just be, you know, already in that, be in that place. I was like, oh, that is so much easier than wanting. I was like, I'll try that.
Right, because wanting means you don't have it.
Have it, exactly.
Okay, if you want something, that means that you don't have it. If you look up the word "want" in the dictionary, you won't ever use that word again. But if you desire something, that's
mm-hmm.
very different. So
okay.
what can you begin to do to keep yourself in a habitual state of having it now? So
okay. Were you asking the question?
I'm asking you that question. What can you begin to do? Do you know?
Yeah, I do have some ideas. After I listened to your show, I really thought about it while I was driving. I think number one thing I can do exactly is drive in the neighborhood, you know,
right.
start, you know, looking and researching, you know, the type of activities they want to do, maybe get a poll from them, and just start having that feeling of excited that they're already doing it.
Right, and that's exactly what I did with my home. Before I moved into my home,
mm-hmm.
I would say out loud every day that, God, I thank you for my three-level townhome in a certain area in Atlanta. I said luxury townhome because, remember, I wanted to be as specific as possible, three-level luxury townhome in a certain area. And so what I did to put myself in that feeling place, in that place of having it now, was I began to walk in that neighborhood before
wow.
I moved
mm-hmm.
there. I would mm-hmm. walk in the neighborhood. I would shop at the grocery store in the neighborhood just like I had it now. And remember,
mm-hmm.
the how is up to God, or the how is up to the universe. So the law of attraction is the what. What do I want specifically?
When you were there, did you feel like a different type of energy of having it when you were doing that, when you were saying that?
Sure. I believed it. I knew it. I knew I had it. I just didn't know the how.
So it was a much different feeling than just wanting it. It was actually you were feeling like you are.
I had
right.
That's where I lived. That's where I lived. And so I took my friends there. I said, this is where I'm going to be living. I met my friends there for lunch. This is the area town that I'm going to live in. And it
mm-hmm.
wasn't make-believe. It was a knowing.
Right.
And so
okay.
before I went to sleep, I would see myself getting off on the exit
mm-hmm.
and making a left off of
mm-hmm.
off of the interstate. And so when I do that every day now, it's almost like a dream, because
wow.
I knew it before I had it.
Wow.
And so I think that one of the main things that people have to do is spend enough time with truth. Truth comes, information comes easily, but truth, you have to spend time to make that truth a reality to you. You have to spend time to make that truth a revelation for you.
Right.
And so I would say spend time seeing yourself with it. And at first you may not believe it, you may not fully understand it, but all you need is 16 seconds to begin to change something that's not to something that is. Isn't that amazing?
Oh, it is.
Right.
That does make me feel a lot better. Thank you.
And so, and feeling, get the, how do you feel? What would it feel like for you to be able to put your children in school? What would it feel like if you had all the money in the world? What would it feel like if money was not an issue to you? What would you be doing? Well, how would you be living? What would you be thinking? So those, it's your feeling. It's not just your thinking. Remember, it's your feeling behind the thinking.
Okay.
That really, because feeling, thinking is not enough, but it's the feeling, because your feelings really put you in a place of, yes, this is mine. I don't know how, the how is up to the universe, but I'm just going to know the what specifically and as precisely and as concisely and as detailed as you can. You need to really be specific about what do I want.
Okay.
So that's what I would say to you, Valerie.
Okay, thanks so much.
Okay, you're welcome.
Okay.
Well, that was a great call, wasn't it? So if you have a call or a problem that you would like to talk to me about, you can call me at 347-326-9837. And obviously I've turned this into an Ask Constance Day because I don't know what happened to my guest. And that was a great call from Valerie. And I want to share a little bit about talking about the importance of thoughts and feelings, because she talked about that. And what I said earlier was having positive thoughts just is not enough. You have to have the feeling behind the thought. For example, if you're happy, how do you feel? I mean, you have a feeling behind that. If you're excited, how do you feel? You just don't say excited. You have a feeling and a passion behind that. So make sure that you keep yourself in a feeling place. And she talked about the importance of changing your mental and emotional state. How do you do that when you're in a situation that's not really what you want? And this is what I tell people: be grateful for what you have now, but then focus your attention and your energies on what you desire. Let me say that again. Be grateful for what you have now, but then focus your attention and your energies on what you desire. And gratitude is just so, so powerful. And I often think of Dr. John DeMartini, who I interviewed earlier of this year, and he talked about how he has a book of thousands of just affirmations of gratitude, and how every day he may just speak out loud maybe 1,000 things that he's really grateful for. And you remember, when you're grateful, it really puts you in a certain realm. Gratitude puts you in a certain flow. Gratitude puts you in a certain, I say it puts you in the miracle realm, because when you're grateful, Spirit brings to you, he recognizes that, and he brings to you more things that you're grateful for. So be grateful for what you have, but then focus your attention on what you want. So how can you begin to change your mental and emotional state? I say you make a decision to change it, because happiness is a choice. Now nobody wants to hear that. Happiness is a choice. So on the happiness scale from 1 to 10, where are you? So if you are always sad, always depressed, you can choose. I'm going to choose to be grateful for what I have and keep my focus on where I want to go. So that's what I want to share. Okay, if you want to call in, you can call in at 347. You have a question for me, 326-9837. And I want to talk about how your limiting beliefs really hinder you from really attracting what you want into your life. I always say that, where did limiting beliefs come from? They came from the things that you heard, all the things that you heard as a child. You're not smart enough. You can't have that. We're poor. Do you think money grows on trees? We're black. We're a minority. Nobody's ever done that before. And so when you hear a particular statement over and over again, it begins to form a belief. And so whatever you truly believe is what you are manifesting in your life. And I often have people talk to me about, well, Constance, I'm believing for abundance, but if you're truly believing and knowing that you have it now, then abundance will manifest into your life. And so take a look at some of your limiting beliefs. Do you believe that you have to work hard for money? I don't. I say every day that money comes to me easily and effortlessly from the north, west, east, and south. Do you believe that in shortages? Do you believe in lack? Do you believe that you're getting old? Do you believe that once you get 50 that you're middle age? I often hear people say, well, you know something? You know, when you get 50, it's difficult to lose weight. Well, that's not my belief system. My belief system is that I lose weight easily. Or have you heard people say, my metabolism has just slowed down? And I often say to them, well, have you had your metabolism checked? And they say, no. But what happened was, so they believed that. And so you know about the placebo effect where your doctor, the doctor would give the person a pill, and it was just a sugar pill, but because they believed that it was really medicine, that it healed their bodies. And so belief is a powerful, powerful force. And so if things are not happening for you, really take a look at your core belief systems. What do you truly believe about relationships? I know one of my clients came in the office and she said, Constance, I'm over 50, and I heard something on television that said that the chances of me being in a relationship were about 1 in 1 million. I said, is that what you believe? And so she said, yes, and guess what? According to whatever you believe, according to your faith, be it unto you. And so we're walking around with all of these beliefs that have been handed down to us from childhood. And I often say, even before you go into coaching, those of you who may be considering getting a coach, I never coach before I counsel people first, because you have to take people back before you take them forward. And so that's just about take a look at some of your limiting beliefs. And Jonathan, in his book, talked about the formula for success, and I'm going to share that. He talked about clarity. What do you want? And about being very, very clear about what you want. A statistic show that the clearer you are and the more details you have about a situation, the more likely that particular thing will manifest in your life. So clarity means, instead of just saying, I want a good car, I want a job, I want a relationship, that you be very clear about that. So what does that look like? For example, I'll use me again. I like Mercedes. And so what I said was, I want a black on black in black Mercedes. I want power windows, and I was very specific about everything that I wanted. And that's exactly what I got, versus just saying, I want a car. Remember Valerie, the example that I gave to her about going in a restaurant and just saying, I want food. So clarity, how clear are you about what you want? Certainty, how certain are you? That goes back to really spending enough time with the concept, with the idea, to really know exactly what you want so that you can be certain about it. And I think this is kind of where people miss it. I know that it took me like 6 months to really fully understand what focusing on what I want meant. So that meant that if I didn't have something in my life, if I didn't have a relationship in my life, what does that mean? That means that I'm going to act like that I have it now. If you were to come to my house today, you would see that I already have a place setting for my husband. Now, isn't that interesting, because I don't have a husband. in the natural, but I do have one. And so I have a place setting. I talk to him when I'm washing dishes and I'm looking across the counter. I have a specialty for him. Why? Because I am certain that that will manifest in my life. And so certainty means that you spend enough time with that principle of the law of attraction, break it down so that you can really get what you want in your life. And the next step is activation. What does that mean? That means action. What are some things, Valerie asked, what are some things that you can begin to do to bring that manifestation into your life quickly? Well, I would say one is visualization, and we talk about that a lot. And studies have shown that your subconscious mind or your spirit is just open or more open in the mornings when you first wake up because you're still in that beta stage, and at night when you just go to sleep. So that is a great time, especially for me. I think nighttime is really great for me. You have to sort of find out what works for you to really visualize what do you want. And when you visualize, visualize with color, visualize with passion, visualize with clarity, see the people around you, what would that feel like for you? So visualizing is very important. All of you know the statistics on athletes, Tiger Woods, when he really wasn't doing well with his golf game, what did he do? He hired a psychologist, and what did that psychologist do? The psychologist had him to spend at least an hour a day, visualize him hitting the shot, visualize him changing the way he his forehand was putting, et cetera. And so when he actually hits the ball, it's just like it was in his mind. So if you see it in the mind first, you'll see it in the natural. So visualize him. And then the next one is affirmation. Boy, am I really big on affirmations. I believe, or I know, that you are a God in this earth. You are co-creators with God. A life and death is in the power of the tongue. Whatever you continually say with your mouth, you are creating. And I always say that you always say something first, and then you do it. For example, if you say, well, you know, I'm going to go walking after I do this show. You say it, and then you do it. And so my question to you is, what have you been saying with your mouth? What words have been coming out of your mouth over your desires? So if we are co-creators with God, and if, in fact, we create with our words and our lives are framed with our words, we really need to be very, very careful about what we're saying. Now, you won't ever hear me say words like, oh, I'm broke, or, oh, that scared me to death, oh, or if I just look at a piece of cake, I gain weight. Those are just certain words that I never say. I am very, very careful about the words that I say. As a matter of fact, I just have a litany of affirmations that I say every day, and one is that this is a day that God has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it, that I am a giver, and that men will give back to me, and that money comes to me from the north, west, east, and south. And I really believe that when I speak to money, because I have power in the earth, that everything has to obey me, and that money actually starts moving toward me. And so affirmations are very, very important. And since I am a Christian, I get my affirmation from the Bible, but then I have other affirmations that I say, that money comes to me easily and effortlessly under grace in perfect ways. And so whatever works for you, write your affirmation down and say it out loud every day. There's something very powerful about saying it out loud. And the example that I use is that people say, well, Constance, I'm just going to think about it. But I tell people that words have more power than your thoughts. So I'm going to give you this quick exercise. I want you to close your eyes. I have my eyes closed right now. And I want you to see a red, delicious, juicy apple. Do you see it? Okay, and now I want you to say your name out loud. Constance, what happened to the apple? The apple disappeared because your words are more powerful than your thoughts. So that's my take on affirmations. Okay, vision boards. I am a firm believer in vision boards. How many of you have a vision board? Well, what is a vision board? A vision board is just a board with all the things that you desire in your life. They can be words or pictures. And many years ago, I had something very interesting to happen to me from one of my vision boards. I had cut out this house, and I had cut out this certain bedroom, and I had put it on this big vision board, and just, you know, I would see that every day, and I would pass by it, and I would just touch it and say, thank you, God, for this coming to pass in my life. And I bought a house, and it was an older house. I think it was built in, like, the 1930s. I'm talking about vision boards and all the things that activate the manifestation in your life. And I had lived in the house for 2 years, and somebody came to me and said, did you know that the bedroom, your bedroom was verbatim like the bedroom on this picture? And I did not know it. So that is the power of vision and visualization, et cetera. So all of these things are things that activate the manifestation in your life. And the last thing, like I told Valerie, was acting as if. What does that mean? If you really have something, that's why we said we're not going to want. One of my guest speakers says that we have it now. So if you have something now, if you have water now, you're not going to say, oh, I want some water because you have it now. And so you're going to, what can you begin to do to act as if the thing that you're believing for is already in your life? So think about that. And if you have questions, you can call me at 347-326-9837. Because the law of attraction is a law. And what is a law? A law is something that works every time. It'll work it any time you work it. It's like the law of gravity. If you go outside today and you jump off of a building, you're going to fall down. It's like the law of electricity. Anybody can go across the room and turn the switch on or off because it is a law. So we've talked about clarity, we talked about certainty, we talked about some things that could activate your manifestation. Now let's talk about appropriate action. There was a lot of criticism with The Secret about, oh, they just said you visualize and just believe in things happen for you. And I feel that The Secret was really a spiritual awakening in a lot of ways. And so they did not dwell on action as much, but, you know, faith without works is dead. And so you have to do something. And this is what I tell people. People often ask me, well, what kind of action should I take? I say take inspired action. What does that mean? It means that you spend time, let's just say if you are wanting to your business to expand, that you spend time every day. Some people call it an hour of power. I say that you need at least 1 hour a day just doing your spiritual work. And I hate to call it work, but I'm going to say spiritual experience. And in that time, you may pray, you may meditate, you may visualize. It's just different things for different people. I know with me, I don't have a ritual. I try to let the Spirit lead me every day. And so for me, I just get kind of quiet, and I be still, and I pray, and I think on things. And then if I get a hunch, if I get an intuition, if I get something kind of like on the inside of me, make this phone call, then that's what I call inspired action. That's how I got on this show. As I shared with some of you all earlier, what happened to me was it came out of a time of meditation. I had been meditating, and what happened was I had listened to the Law of Attraction Radio Network many times before, and I said, oh, that's very interesting. And so that particular morning, coming out of meditation, I just got a hunch. Give them a call so that I could check it out. And so I gave them a call, and here I am. And so that's what you have to do. You have to take appropriate action, and I think that when I said earlier that faith without works is dead, that when you do nothing, nothing happens. So people say, well, I don't know what to do. I often say, send an email. just inquire, just begin to explore, just begin to investigate, just begin to ask questions. If you want to start a business, let's just say you want to start a florist business, just call another florist and say, look, I've been thinking about this and I don't know if I really want to do it. Can I come in and shadow you? Can I come in and ask you questions about some things that I should be doing? So that's how you begin to move. Just begin to move. And I always say that the spirit will really begin to just move you in a certain direction. Also in his book, he talked about the ABCs of attraction, which is always celebrating what you do. You know, I just believe in taking small, small baby steps toward your manifestation. If you get a hunch to send that email and then just celebrate the fact that you were able to do that. Hey, I sent an email. Or if you made a phone call, sometimes one phone call can just radically change your life. So make a phone call, and people love to help you. I mean, just ask for help. So people love to help you, and just celebrate anything that you do. Any small baby steps that you do, just listening to this program. I had one email this week that I thought was so interesting. It was a guy, I think he was from Europe, and he emailed me, and he says that he listened to the same show 10 times. And I thought that was very, very interesting because that's what you need to do, because they say that it takes 7 to 8 times for something to really get down in your spirit and really get down in your subconscious. And so I told him to celebrate the fact that he was doing that. And so celebration is a big thing that you can really begin to do. And don't be so hard on yourself. Let's just have fun doing this, because we know that God wants us to have all things, and he wants us to be. And so just know that God loves you and that love surrounds you and that the how is up to God or the universe. I mean, I know that that's just how I miss it many times. I'm analytical in a lot of ways, and sometimes I'm so used to just planning and having my list. What about you that I'm trying to figure out some things? And so those are some things that I feel that people need to do in order to manifest. So if you have a call and you want to ask me a question about something that you are currently experiencing, you can call me at 347-326-9837. What else can we talk about? Let's talk about the magic of intention, which is the same thing as taking action. What is intention? And intention is just a goal, or it's an aim. It is powerful. Some people said it is magical. And why is that? It's because once you set an intention, or once you have an intention, that things begin to happen. Now, Lynn Taggart, she did a study on the experiment of intention. And basically, Lynn Taggart is a scientist. For any of you who may not know her, you can Google her. That's Taggart. And her study basically talked about the power of intention. And what her study showed was that she would get a group of people together, and let's just say on today, everybody would intend to send thoughts of peace to Iran. And what the study showed was that crime decreased. Or if a person was sick, Jane Doe, for example, everybody sent healing thoughts toward Jane Doe. That was their intention, and the experiment showed that they were healed. And so intention is very, very powerful. Oprah Winfrey said that intention rules the world, and I think it's very powerful because once you know what you want, then things will just begin to line up for you, and then people will just begin to come into your life. I call them angels. Once you set an intention, then God will begin to send people into your life to help you with your vision. I'll just use me for an example, again, since I know me better than I know all of my listeners. I needed some help on the PR end, and so I had this one lady out of Chicago call me, and she said, something in me just told me to call you. And So she emailed me initially because she said she was a little shy, and she said, I'm a PR person. And so what she and I are doing now, I'm coaching her, and she's my new PR person. But in my heart, and we're talking about how to magnetize your heartfelt desires, in my heart, I have been praying, God, I need a PR person. I didn't know how I was going to meet this person. I didn't know how it was going to come about, but I just set an intention in my heart and in my thinking that that person would come into my life. And so now I have a PR person. The same thing I think I shared earlier, I wanted a chef, and I did not know how. I just knew that while I was recovering from my fall, from my broken foot, that I wanted to eat healthy because I could not cook. And so what I did was I set an intention in my mind. How do you do that? You set it in your mind, but I believe that you need to write it down, because when you're writing, you're scripting. When you're writing, you're praying. And so I wrote down that I wanted a chef who could prepare healthy meals, who could cook the meals at her house or his house and bring them to me, who I could help with the planning of the menu and the recipes, et cetera. So what did I do? I set an intention. And so I put an ad in the paper, and I said, we'll coach and barter chef healthy cooking for coaching. And so nothing happened, but what? I had it now. I start telling people, I have a chef. I have a chef. I start preparing for it. I start going online, reading about chefs and how they operate, et cetera. And lo and behold, one night I got an email, and the lady contacted me, and she became my chef. And so I don't want you to limit God or to limit spirit as to what you can have. So what do you truly want in your life? You don't always have to have money. Like I told Valerie earlier, you just have to have faith, and you just have to have a knowing, and then the spirit or God will bring to you your heartfelt desires. And so setting a clear intention, once again, is very, very important. And a story comes to my mind as I'm talking to you right now that they say that 4%, 4.5% now of the population possess most of the wealth, and 4% of the population has written goals. Now, there's a direct correlation between having your desires, I say having your stuff written down, and getting what you want in life. So the other 90-something percent, what's going on with them? And so it's very important that you write your intention down. I'll say it again, that your intention is very, very clear, and that you know exactly what you want. Don't limit yourself. Do not limit yourself. I had a millionaire tell me, he said, Constance, never limit yourself because of money, because if you believe, belief is more powerful than money. So write down your intention. I see I have another caller, and let me see if I can answer this person's questions really quick. Hello, caller, do you have a question?
Yes. Hello?
Hello, go ahead.
Yes, I was listening to you just a moment ago. This is Janice in Atlanta.
Hi,
and I was thinking that oftentimes when I sit down to write out a particular goal, especially one that's very near and dear to me, that when I'm verbalizing, I'm very clear in my head about what it is I want. But when I begin to write it down, what I find is that I'm unable to really describe it because I realize in writing that what I'm looking for is a particular feeling that doesn't necessarily have to be related to a particular thing. Does that make sense?
I understand.
And so in cases like that, when I want to be very clear, I don't know how to be clear. All I can do is say I want to feel this way or that way, when actually I'm wanting a concrete thing, a tangible thing.
Okay.
But I don't know quite exactly how to. It could be like in a particular, I want to earn an award, or I want to, you know, I want some type of experience. And so I get bogged down in trying to figure out whether I should write down how I want to feel or try to actually describe that thing when I realize that that thing is actually a representation of the feeling.
Okay, I understand what you're saying. For example, I would say be as descriptive as you can about what you want. Describe it. What does it look like? And then you could write it, what does it feel like?
Mm-hmm.
Give me a specific example so I can help you.
Okay, like there is, there's this prize that my company has that I want to win. And I wanted to not only win the prize, but I could see myself up on the stage receiving the prize and being given an opportunity to address the group. And so I knew that I wanted to win the prize, and I could describe how I would feel winning the prize. But what I also realized was that I wanted to win that prize because that represented me reaching a goal and being successful.
Right. What I would tell you to do is describe what that is. I will be a diamond in this sales marketing company where I will be making $100,000 and will be awarded the grand prize of a brand new car. So write out what it is.
Okay.
And, you know, and just writing that, just saying that, the feeling will come. I will be a diamond. What does a diamond do? That means a diamond has certain exposure to certain directors. You know, so in your thinking will expand on that as you begin to write it out. So make it as clear. Write down what it is. As you write down what it is, the feelings will come.
Okay.
So write down what it is. I will be a diamond. I will be making $100,000, and see, walking across the stage is just a byproduct of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so be as descriptive as you can about what you want. So tell me, we got about 5 minutes left, man. I don't know what happened to Jonathan, but tell me just as concise as you can, what do you want?
I want a level of success that says to me that this time you followed through on a particular goal. This time you actually reached your goal, and even though it was a lofty goal, it was a goal that you actually accomplished. In other words, I want to be proud of myself.
Okay, that's too general. I want you to give me specifically the goal that you want to reach.
Okay.
What would your title be?
My title would be this would be a good one. I'd like to be a diamond director by the end of 2009, by December 31st, 2009. I would like to be a diamond director.
Okay, stop. That's clear enough.
Okay.
Except for I would say, not I would like to be, I will be.
I
am a diamond director by December 2009 with an income of.
Okay.
And fringe benefits, which include.
Mm-hmm.
And prizes that will include.
Okay.
Now that would be very detailed. Can you see that? That would be very detailed, very descriptive. And then the feelings would come behind that. You don't have to write down your feelings, because when you say making $100,000 a year because I'll be a diamond director, wow, that means I'll be able to do this, 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 and this.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, fringe benefits, that means that they'll give me a free trip to Hawaii. You don't have to write all of that down, because the feelings will come once you are as clear as you can about what you want. So can you see that?
Yes, and in doing that, is that when inspired action will come?
I would say so. I would spend time every day meditating and just feeling that and just seeing that and just knowing that. And then inspired action will come to help you to market your services, your products, et cetera, so that by the end of December that will happen for you. I think people are doing instead of being.
Okay.
I think out of our being, what does being mean? Being means to know. Being means to get revelation about something. When you get a true revelation, when you embrace that truth, when you know that truth, then ideas will come to you as how you can market. And I think so many people are doing, and they're not coming out of their being. It doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
It's too much work.
Okay.
I want you to sit down, and I want you to write as clearly and as concisely as you can, and with as much detail as you can, what would it look like for you to be a diamond director by the end of 2009?
Okay.
Okay?
I'll do that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, wasn't that a great question from Janice? And that's the prime example of not really being clear about what we want. And so if you would just write down in as much detail as you possibly can what you want, what would that look like, when do you want it, and then just leave it up to God, leave it up to the universe that this will happen for you. Okay, I think I still have another caller. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, your show and you taking my call. I have a question. I do my visualization and my boards and everything, and I'm very clear about it. But then when I don't achieve the goal that I want, I get so disappointed, and then it just sends me into a downhill spiral, and I don't know how I can get out of that disappointment, or, you know, when you don't get the things that you visioned and it doesn't go that way, how I can not feel like, oh, this doesn't work.
Right. I have about, what's your name again?
Natasha.
Natasha, thank you for calling. I have about 3 minutes to tell you. That is a very normal feeling. And I guess I'm going to say to you what I said to Janice. You need to spend time really meditating on what is the law of attraction. And the law of attraction is very certain and precise. And it says that if I put my attention, my focus and my energy on this, in time, this will come to pass in my life. And so in my own life, what I did not spend enough time doing, and when I became discouraged, was I didn't realize that it was a law. And so a law is something that works every time. And so I would say that you need to have compassion with yourself. And when you feel like you're spiraling down, give me an example of what you're really trying to manifest just real quick. We have 2 minutes.
I was really trying to manifest to get, they had an audition for a weathercaster in my area.
Okay.
And it was a TV station that I had worked on and done an internship
mm-hmm.
with. And I visualized getting that and going back and seeing all the people that I worked with before. And I ended up, I didn't even get the audition.
Okay, and let me just say that Dr. John DeMartini taught me something very powerful. He said, that or something better. So that means if that didn't happen to you, that means something better will happen for you. So I want you to visualize yourself. Are you a meteorologist?
No, I'm not a meteorologist. I'm a broadcaster.
Okay.
So I'm an on-air personality.
Okay, and so maybe it didn't happen there, but see yourself with as much passion and as much conviction as you can broadcasting. And I would say that sometimes we don't need to labor things, and I know that was very disappointing for you, but I have about 90 seconds, but I would say if that didn't happen for you, that means that God has something better for you. So continue to visualize, continue to affirm, even though outward appearances may not dictate that may be the truth. You almost have to turn your back on outward appearances and just keep your focus on what you want. That's what I would say to you, Natasha.
Thank you, Constance.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you so much for calling. Well, I want to thank everybody for listening today. I did not know that I was going to have to do the entire broadcast, but guess what? I was ready for it because it's in me. And I say that all things happen for my good, so obviously this was supposed to happen today. And I just send out blessings to Jonathan, possibly something happened with him. And so I just want to thank you once again for joining me today on the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show. I'm here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I just want to say to you that I know and I'm a living witness that if you begin to think and believe that truly miracles and great manifestations will happen in your life. Well, I'll see you guys again this same time next week. Thank you so much for joining me. And remember, take small baby steps toward the change that you desire. Have a good week.
Thanks for joining us today on Think, Believe, and Manifest. We'll be back next week with another great show. For more information, go to FulfillingYourPurpose.com.